Hello, people. Today is October the 29th, 2022, and Robert and I, Captain Josh Olive, are sitting here doing the area fishing report, and we don't really have much of an area fishing report for you, do we, Bob?
Not a whole lot of one. Not enough to go spot by spot, that's for sure.
And that's the challenge right now, is that there's just not enough people out there on the water actually fishing where we can get those reports to give to you.
Right. So the guys that are, you know, the one gentleman that came in today to give us a hard time about it, if he was fishing, he should be calling me and giving me a report so we could actually type some stuff instead of giving me a hard time about it, because we're trying to do our best. But these reports aren't just made up. They're actually by people who go out fishing and come back and give me some feedback on what's going on.
Right. You got to have the intel in order to turn around and give it back. We don't interview the fish. We're not out there doing the fishing ourselves. We're talking to the folks who are doing it, and we're telling you what's happening out there from their reports.
Trying to give you a real first-hand account. I can make up all sorts of stuff, but I got better things to lose sleep over than trying to do this.
Right.
You know, I'd rather give you accurate information, and if there's no information, I'm not going to make it up and just to do it. So, we're trying to do our best. Everyone's trying to get back to some semblance of normalcy. And it's going to take a little while before we start to see that. Every week we hope it gets a little bit better. But for right now, you're just going to have to be patient with us.
And some folks are complaining that our fishing reports seem more like be safe while you're out there boating report. And hey, I'm sorry, but we're trying to keep you from damaging yourself and your vessel out there, you know? And yeah, it's repetitive if it's the 16th time you're hearing it, but for a lot of people, it's the first time.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time that they've been able to actually think about, hey, now I've got my stuff under wraps enough that I can think about getting out there on the water again. Let's see what's going on.
Right.
And for those folks, it may be the first time that it's occurred to them that, hey, there's a lot of debris out there. There's potential hazards out there in the form of fecal coliform bacteria and Vibrio vulnificus, which is a nasty bug that is a flesh-eating bacteria.
Right.
You've got stuff out there that is potentially dangerous. So, yeah, we've told you before.
Seen and unseen.
And, yeah, we'll tell you again. So,
if you want a really updated report because you didn't see it on there, call the shop. I can try to give you what I might have heard right now, today, 5 minutes ago.
And that's always the way to get the most up-to-date information. You know, we put this out at a particular time, and who's to say that we don't finish this thing up? Robert walks over to the counter, and the very next thing he does is has an in-depth conversation with somebody who just came off of fishing 2 days out there.
Right.
We don't know.
We don't know.
So we'll give you what we've got at the time.
Exactly.
So, what do we have at the time?
Well, according to what you were looking up this morning, you know, last week the river was at 10 foot, now it's at 7 foot. That's a pretty significant drop, which is good. You know, that means we're going to start to see some clearing of the water. It's not going to happen right away because there's still a lot of dissolved organics out there breaking down at an alarming rate, so it's still going to keep it dark. But for the first time last night behind the house in the canal, we actually saw some, like, fry dimpling on the surface. And haven't seen that since before the storm. So that was a plus. Heard only one snook pop, which I've only been hearing an average of one fish pop every night, it seems like. But in the harbor itself, they're starting to see a little bit more glass minnows out there. They're definitely seeing some white bait in various locations, mostly on the east side of the harbor. And then the fish-wise, the randomness of things, where they're catching fish at, has been surprising me. And what they're catching. You know, for the last 2 weeks, we've been hearing mixed reports of trout, like schools of trout, from 12 inches to 15 inches. No real big ones, but from Ponce de Leon all the way down to basically Pine Island. Even over in Bull and Turtle Bay, a couple of guys have gotten into some groups of trout and done exceptionally well on just bending the rod and having a good time. Even the redfish, same thing. I've had a couple good reports where I had one day last week where two gentlemen caught like five redfish over here at the Live Oak Park right here across the street from the Sunseeker Resort, fishing from the shore. You almost never hear of redfish being caught from shore. And especially last week when the river was still flowing at 10 foot.
Right.
You know, so some pretty good stuff. It's just the randomness of it. Nothing consistent. Turtle, bull, the intercoastal, like the north end of Pine Island around Boquilla. That's where most of my reports have come besides land-based beach fishermen. Snook, redfish, trout have been the primary ones down in those areas along the intercoastal from a boat. There has been a couple of oddball pompano and a couple of oddball flounder being caught. And they're seeing juvenile tarpon also rolling here and there. The land-based fishermen, though, that seems to be the people who are not wanting to go out in the boats or their boats got damaged are doing a little bit more land-based fishing. Boca Grande is still closed for any land-based people, but you can fish off a Placida trestle. And there they've been getting some pretty good sheep's head. Heard of a couple flounder there, a couple of pompano, a couple of snook at night. Kind of a good mixed bag, even some Spanish mackerel. Anger Pier is almost a mirror image of Placida. It's just a much smaller pier, so you don't get as many reports because it's usually a little more busy. And then the Inglewood Fishing Club has been emailing me a few fishing reports for the land-based guys fishing up there at Blind Pass Park or Middle Beach right there in Inglewood. And they've been catching snook, Spanish mackerel, jacks, pompano, and a few flounder also. There are some light patches of red tide, according to the FWC report out there from Inglewood Beach down to basically Sanibel. Haven't heard of any fish kills, but basically if you pull up to the beach and you happen to feel that little tickle in your throat, drive down to the next beach. Never know. It might only be a matter of just a little tiny patch. It's just enough to irritate you. Haven't heard much around the backside of Boca Grande very much, and a lot of people, well, the couple people I've talked to about it, most of the anglers are trying to avoid it because there's a lot of pilings that were actually broken off, not just gone, swept away, but they're just under the surface of the water. So people are being extremely careful with some of the areas where they used to like to fish, aren't feeling safe enough to want to go in there and try to fish. And I think that's part of the reasons why we're hearing of just specific locations of spots like bull and turtle. You know, you don't have pilings to run into. The only thing you got to figure out is did a sandbar shift.
Right.
You know, so I think that's where we're seeing the weird reports. Just offshore, a couple people have gone offshore. One gentleman fished the, one gentleman fished the school bus reef a week and a half ago and caught squirrel fish and spot tails. That's all he could catch. But another gentleman was in the other day. He went there and caught, him and his buddy caught four legal sized red grouper. I haven't heard of a legal sized red grouper caught off the school bus reef in I don't know how many years. 15, maybe 20. You know, we talked about it earlier with all the structure and habitat changing out in the Gulf with the storm. It buried a lot of stuff, so a lot of these fish are homeless too. They're out there looking for new places to stay, so you're going to find some obscure species that you wouldn't expect to see on some of these reefs, and then you're also going to see some bigger fish on some of these reefs that wouldn't normally be there because of the overfishing of it. So I think it's a combination of lack of fishermen and disoriented fish trying to find new places to stay. Getting a few reports of the king mackerel out there too. The weird part is both those guys that I talked to this past week that went offshore, Neither one of them could tell me that they saw any stone crab traps out there.
Okay.
So I have no idea about any stone crab pots out there, because I know that 2 days before the storm, or the storm hit 2 days before they were allowed to go soak their pots.
Right.
So well, I know that a lot of those crabbers had their pots set up ahead of time right there along the coastline.
Yeah.
So how many of them lost their traps and got destroyed?
Yeah, and not too many of those guys are running out of Boca Grande. They're not running out of Key Acosta. They're not running out of Sanibel. They're running out of Pine Island. They're running out of Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we definitely saw some storm surge, especially on Fort Myers Beach, but the south end of Pine Island got pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I wouldn't be too shocked if there's a lot of traps that are, you know, just kind of gone.
Yeah. Yeah, either broken or just gone. So I haven't heard much reports of that, because usually that's a good way to go out there and start looking for triple tail, king mackerel, stuff like that, but nobody can tell me if there's any pots out there of any significance. But I'll bet you if it's like Forrest Gump, if there's that one guy that survives some traps, he's probably doing all right.
Oh, yeah.
The other guy's not so well.
$60 a pound this year.
Yeah. How crazy is that? My uncle was telling me that. He's like, I can't believe it. I can buy lobster for 3 times cheaper than a can stone crab. Because I forget where he was at, but it was like $13.99 a pound for the lobster, and it was $63 or something for stone crabs.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
But the water temps have come down,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we're looking at mid to upper 70s, maybe pushing into the 80s if we get a couple of sunny days here, and looking at the long-term forecast, it's supposed to be in the upper 80s, so I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up pushing up past 80 again, but still, a lot lower than it has been.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't be too shocking if we do see some of those kings moving through.
Absolutely. You know, so just, you know, go out there, have a good time, be safe. And just because the path was clear on your way going out doesn't mean it's clear on your way coming back. Because there is still some floating debris and some subsurface debris out there. A gentleman was going down to Bull Bay the other day, and he was pushing it just a little bit. He said he was doing about 10, 12 miles an hour, just barely on plane. And at the last second, saw just the water looked a little funky in front of him and swerved. Turned back around, and it was a refrigerator floating on its side about 2 inches under the surface.
Nice.
Yeah. He said he probably missed it by about a foot and a half, if he had to guess. But he said it was too close for him. So, needless to say, his trip to the rest of the way there and back was a lot longer than he wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's better than taking out your boat. And another gentleman hit something out there and scared him. When he got back, he had a pretty good gash in the bottom of his hull when he put it up on the lift. Didn't puncture through it, but he said it was a really good deep scratch that he's going to have to get taken care of, because he thinks it's going to be a weak spot now.
Yeah, well, and that's lucky that he only got that, because some of this stuff out there is definitely big enough and heavy enough, and some of it is still firmly enough attached to the bottom that you can definitely put a hole through the bottom of your boat.
I'm up to 4 pilings that I've pulled up out of the water onto our seawall.
Yeah.
You know, and one was a peppy one. One's 6 foot, and you can see where it broke off at the barnacle line.
And this is just one little section of canal.
Yeah.
So, you know, and all that stuff is going to be heading out into the harbor.
Mm-hmm. So, main thing is just be careful. If you're getting any fishing reports, please call me. I want to know about them, because it helps me with this, with the radio show on Saturday mornings with you, and also with your paper every week. You know, I need these reports.
A lot of the guys that you are used to getting reports from aren't going out. I mean, the charter fishing has been a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't as many charters to go around. A lot of the folks who are here are still more focused on hurricane recovery than on going out fishing and having fun. And they're also concerned about all the things that we're concerned about with going out on the water. So a lot of folks just aren't doing it. And then you've got a lot of people who would be starting to show up for our tourist season this time of year who ain't here yet.
Right.
So, and if they are here, it's because they own property and they came down to check and see how it is and take their piles of debris and put them on the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of guys are not going out there on the water. So anybody who has fishing reports, it's very helpful, whether they caught fish or not,
yeah,
to give you a call and let you know what's going on.
Absolutely.
So the number?
941-625-3888.
And your personal cell phone number?
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Just call the shop, and, you know, I'm here pretty much every day, and especially right now I'm here every day because Frank is taking care of his home that got destroyed in the hurricane, trying to get a little bit of back to normal for him, which is going to take probably, what, a year?
Oh, yeah, easily.
At least.
Yep.
You know, his house was filled with water from the rain, peeling off all of his shingles on his house. So he's starting all over again like he did with Charlie, other than he doesn't have to actually bulldoze the house down this time. He's just got to gut everything on the inside and start out all over again.
Which is an improvement.
It can be.
So.
But, you know, just be patient with us, and we're getting there slowly.
Yeah, and we do want to get back to the place-by-place fishing reports, and we do want to get back to having it be normal out there on the water. Nobody would like that more than we would, but we understand the reality of it. We hope you guys do, too, and we're looking for your patience, and we hope to maintain ours.
Good point. I like that. That is true.
Anything else to discuss, Bob?
No, just have fun, be safe. Take care of yourself and your neighbors, and slowly we'll get back to this, and it will get better.
Alrighty. Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.